USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden said during the APEC CEO Summit in San Francisco today that a stable relationship between the U.S. and China is beneficial for the world economy.
It makes sense to work together. We've committed to work together. We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
He shared that he had constructive discussions with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Wednesday, but acknowledged that the U.S. and Beijing have substantive differences in terms of leveling the economic playing field and safeguarding intellectual property. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues. Israeli forces recently entered Gaza's main hospital, reporting the discovery of weapons and a laptop featuring a photo of a kidnapped Israeli soldier. Meanwhile, President Biden expressed the view that the war may persist until a two-state solution is achieved. A jury has convicted David DePape, who was charged with breaking into the home of Representative Nancy Pelosi and hitting her 83-year-old husband in the head with a hammer in an act of political violence. DePape, a Canadian citizen who was living in the San Francisco Bay Area at the time of the attack, was found guilty by a jury in federal court Thursday of assault and kidnapping charges that could send him to prison for decades. TikTok influencer and anti-Israeli activist Lynette Adkins told thousands of followers to read Bin Laden's letter, and her video garnered over 800,000 views. Bin Laden's letter called for revenge against the Jewish people for their treatment of Palestine. Florida Senator Rick Scott is now renewing calls for a TikTok ban after that letter by Bin Laden circulated on the platform.
TikTok is toxic to our kids. I mean, look at it, you know, you can look at all the articles. Look at what they teach our kids versus what they teach kids in China. It's a toxic company.
Senator Scott speaking on Fox Business. This is USA News.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. That's 800-378-2250.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit ChoiceHomeWarranty.com for more details.
The contract proposal between the United Auto Workers Union and General Motors has garnered sufficient votes for ratification. According to the Detroit News, results from locals nationwide indicate an approval rate of over 54%. Initial concerns arose when workers at several major production facilities voted against the proposal. A pro-Palestinian protest on San Francisco's Bay Bridge disrupted traffic for most of the morning, but some lanes are now beginning to reopen. Hundreds of protesters had chained themselves to cars, displaying signs calling for an end to military aid to Israel, with messages like, "Stop the genocide." Police gradually began arresting the protesters and using tow trucks to move their vehicles. The mother of the 6-year-old Virginia boy who shot his teacher is headed to jail.
Deja Taylor was charged with using marijuana while in possession of a firearm and sentenced to 21 months in prison. She did plead guilty to the charges in June. Her son brought that gun he found in his mother's dresser to his classroom and intentionally shot and wounded his teacher, Abby Zwerner, on January 6th. Zwerner was in court to give a victim's impact statement before sentencing. I'm Corey Myers.
Consumers might experience a decline in grocery prices as Walmart CEO suggests the U.S. food industry could be entering a phase of deflation after 3 years of significant inflation. Food prices are reported to have risen by 25% since the onset of the pandemic. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.